This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so yesterday we saw the piece about... Last time we saw the piece of Schok and Kalas Rosh. And now he's going weiter. V'achashoma... Ich schreik mir kaum, dass ich mich gerade noch erwähne. Und mein Chaker kehrt schon auf Shem Hefetze. Shem Evie mei so Leprisches wie Kedusha. Und mein Schaman in Dorm sagt Leprisches, wir sagen mir schad, warum gar kein Shem, gar kein Sjogi, mit Shem Arbet war. So, the schreik in Kalos Reich is one thing, and the Sjogi are kill the opposite. I just want to add a Nekuda, sort of behemshach of what we said last time. We explained that Schoik is kind of a prika of a person's gvulus. A person doesn't feel any gathering gvul, any restraint. He doesn't feel inhibited. The hefech of that is siagus, is siag. Anything that's gather restraint falls under that gather of siag. And b'meila, that's the hefech of those yanim. So he says that there are four yanim that serve as yog, and he's going to explain what these four yanim, kilu, what's the say that var. V'yesh lisho, v'yroi lehaska chochma achatere, v'zoch oish achatere. Lemaisa, he starts off by saying, meseir seglatere, and then Sagla Chachma Shtika should have been second. One would assume that it's something which is the next lower. If you're going by Madrega Vruchnia, so to speak, that's obviously the next Targa down. Yes, Chaladas, Ke Odom Azeh Enek Moshan Yifroim. Yisharan Yifroim In Lach HaKinyan Yoyisim HaShin Yivra Beis Priyosei. The person only has... The music of a kinyan doesn't exist in any balchai except for Adam. Now Chazal do point out that you would learn gezel from the mola, but the gezel from the mola is just a sort of an imitation. It's like the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu built in a mahalach tivi that mimics the effects of Xela. But that's really something which is not one can't call it really a Kinyan. But the music of Kinyan, meaning, let's explain it in its in the Nekud that he's trying to say. The music of a Kinyan, which is that I can become bigger than I was before. In other words, I'm born an Adam, a certain size, a certain kaima, a certain tzura, and I can expand that. That's what I'm doing by Kenyan is I am expanding my Kenyan and my mitzvahs. So he says the avla Adam devra chaser ki ir para Adam yivali. So he says here, very interesting, the kuda, as to why it is that we kind of Kenyan. There's no such thing as me acquiring something more than I am. In other words, if I were to glue another hand to my body, that would not in any sense be a tosefes to the body. It would be a sefach, not a tosefes. But if I'm be'etzem missing something, the muscle teeth come in later, the regular teeth. So that's be'etzem my teeth, but I was a chassam when I was born, and then they come into play. So there are nyanim that a person is created for, that be'etzem should be shaykh to him. Be'etzem are him. He's created without those nyanim, and with the music of kinyan, he acquires those in Yanim and it's Mashem himself. Since Adam's destiny is to do Haaretz v'Kivshua, that a person is supposed to be shalit on the world, so b'meila, that's b'etzim his. The malchus of the world is his. He's born without the shilton, so he's memale is chisaron. But the only reason why it's shayach to call it a kinyan is because it's a chisaron that he has is memale. There are three in yanim that we say a person is kaina. Ha'echad, ha'tzeich of ha'chachma. He never adam b'loy das v'yiknat das. So there's a musig of a person getting chachma, which he didn't have before. We'll assume the mashal balchai is not shaykh to that either. Balchai can just pick up more experiences, like he knows that this grass is not good to eat, and this person is dangerous, and this is good to eat. But there's no real kinyan in das or seichu by balchai. Dava sheni amaisim atayv vayisharim shem kinyan la adam. The next thing is that kinyanim of mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, are called also kinyanim. The easy one is by Noach. It says that for the seichel tzaddikim is mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim. It's the harder one to understand. Of all the three, this is the hardest one to understand. It really as a kinyan. The person does ma'isim tovim, but acquiring ma'isim tovim is harder to understand it than das. Das has become sort of part of the person, but al kapanim, it says that this is also a kinyan for the person. V'hashlishi oishim ma'mayne, money and so on. Now, technically, even though there's a chazal that the kesef zav and not malava person beis olam. The only thing it's malava person is this is the ma'isim tovim that he did. So the truth is, Adam basher that he is part of this world does have kinyan in Ashiris. There's a chinuch, extraordinary chinuch. He speaks about the Yerusha. He says, what's like, you know, is it really fair, quote unquote, to have Yerusha? And he says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a person something, the etzem mitzad, the atzmis, mitzad the fact that it's a gift from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it ought to be forever his. So even though he's not around anymore, but it belonging to his children, they had timtza for that type of nitzchias on chaitim. That's kind of the that's the nitzchias of the zinyanim. So it's true that in as much as a person moves on to the next world, in the next world, in mitzad his nefesh, he's not belong his, but mitzad his mitzvahs in this world. Kinyan Vaisha is a real kinyan. And, it's the marshal of Pinchas Ben Chamar Ben Yair. It has all the tchunis of Pinchas Ben Yair because it's his. It took on his characteristics. Hashlish as Asha Adam, Orem Mipetan Ima Yeitse, Orem Mina Sechel, Orem Mina Maisim, Orem Mina Aisha. So, all these in Yonim are things that the person is lacking. Let's explain one more point here. When I say that, this, I'll never say about a dog in the street that he's naked. He's not naked because he's not meant to be dressed. So how can you describe him as naked? Naked is shayach when a person has a levush that fits him, that this is b'etzem his levush, and he doesn't have that levush. In other words, nakedness is something which means there's be'etzim levush, and the person doesn't have it. So So when we say Adam Arum Ebetel Imayata, means that the person is a chasa when he comes out from the mother's womb. Because a person's mitzvah is with levushim, is it gadim, and a person doesn't have it. Harei lo shloshet varim shem kinyan el Adam. V'dover shenikla Adam. V'loi noilad imay. Yishem shenikla Adam. Kach efsha hasarim imenu. He called inyan efsha hasarim. He says like this. Although these three inyanim are inyanim that are kinyanim to the person, and be'etzim are part of the tzuris Adam and part of his mohus, but since they have a facet of not being with him when he's born, so that means it's possible for him to exist without it. So the muscle, you can't have a person exist without a heart. By definition, not. But a person can exist without a hand, it'll still be a person. It'll be a chasa, but it'll still be there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created Adam, so it's true that Adam's hashlama lies in Zinyanim, but when the person acquired these Zinyanim, we can never say that Zinyanim are his lenetach mitzachim, and it's not shayach to have hefsed them because they weren't around to start with. So they are by right a person's, but they're not mechuber and they can be taken from him. So that's why these inyanim need a siyag and a gedda, because these are things that can be taken away. In other words, normally the musig of a siyag or a gedda is, I guess, the other direction, that a person is tempted to do something wrong, and we tell him, keep yourself from doing something wrong. Here, the siyag and gedda is much more, chain this item to myself. I need to keep it in place because it's not automatically mine, and it could be mine, it could be not mine just as well. So divrei Torah are something which are very far from a person because they are a leikus, and it's really not of a human quality or nature. Now, what is interesting is, once again, the Chazal said, that the Yom Amista, the only thing that's love a person is Torah, not those in Yonim, and so on, where the other hand, Chazal explain how it's so easy to lose divrei Torah and the kasha l'knoisam and halabdom and so on. So I guess the resolution, I guess, is in terms of getting it to the person, this is the hardest one. In other words, divrei Torah, unless I have become a real Talmud Chacham, Kulei Torah, Torah is distant from me and easy for it to lose. Like Chazal say, the Reb Lazar and so on, that, Hatef and Echabai Venena, those are the Inyanim until you've reached the Nekuda where you are one with the Torah. When a person becomes one with Torah as opposed to the other two Inyanim, means that the person became Kulei Ruchni. There's no way for Torah to stick to something that's not ruchni, and v'meila is not to be that. So if the person becomes one with Torah, the pshat is he became completely changed, and then it's really inseparable. But because when that point hasn't been reached, it's very difficult to acquire it. So all the other inyanim, since they have a gashmi, a component of it, in them, so that they can become part and parcel of Adam and be misachled Adam. Ak eilat v'am sheinim kreim kol kachal Adam lafig achish me'asara. These in Yanim are not so close to the Adam. They're distant from him. Be'etim, Adam is not be'etim. You say shayach to such a world. Mikol shekein atar leikish v'chokim la'adam shateri leikis legami Adam Magashi, the Fika Terry Yasid Nokla Sermon Adam. It does a beyond the mile as close as Chetagram Chachmosa Einsha. So, the meaning of Terry is that it's something which is Mitzadit's Mohus very fundamentally different than Mohus Adam, and it doesn't stick to him easily because the person's Gashmi, this one is Sori Ruchni. So Bimela, any small movement away from it, he loses it. Zalman Pek Shayna Chagiga, Shaw Lechana said, Meya, Acha Shiyotza Tabas Ra, Maidach Sivla Yazar Hena, Shaw Acha said, Meya, Acha Shiyotza Tabas Ra, Maidach Sivla Hena Zoha Vitzchuchis at Masa Klipas, Ela Divetera Shekoshim Liknoisim Kikli Zohov, so it's a very, very interesting chazal over here that he had a back and forth, and he told them that they are easier to break, even like a kli cheres. We'll see in a second what he.
Ask a question.
Yeah.
So the various chazals like Yisrael Ba'arais Echad Hu, and you know, the every single yid has an ois in the Torah, and Kikar Velecha Davar Ma'ayid, and all these ones which seem to be Moira that Be'etzim Torah is Shaykh to us, and we're Mushrish in Torah, and we're saying that that's Mitzad Echad, yes, but the actual Kinyan to actually be Kainet is nevertheless very Rachuk.
And think and talk and be misbehaving on it. Arkei Kinyan, it has to pass through. It's sometimes like when you have a musik that you learn, and your mind says it's really, really, it's weird, and your heart says, you know, it sounds right. I don't know. I feel that there's an emes to it. So it's but the seichel sets up a strong barrier to it. The seichel says, at this point doesn't quite make sense. That it's kind of, it's just like, imagine a natural person walks into from environment, and most of his attitude is, it's strange, it's weird, it's off the wall, it's not real, and so on and so forth. He feels that there's an emes here they wish he could have. So that spiritic attitude is the result of the etzem stira. Mitzad in the neshama shaboy karev lachadov moed ifichov afasoy soy. Mitzad the mitzad the barriers the gates have to go through. It really is quite far from the person, and that's why it's easily stalic. The person, if a person is not in a very ruchnistic mood. I mean, let's take an example. Someone's sitting in yeshiva, and he's sitting in base medrash, and he's a big masmid, and he's a shemayim, everything's good and wonderful. He goes out to the world, he becomes part of a different world, and it all disappears. So what's happened was, to hold on to it, the person's main metzias has to be of that nature. If it's not, you can't hold on to it. It's just not part of him. So when the person brings out his panemius, so then there is part of him, and it's misachet, an old inyana, and it becomes his kinyan, so on and so forth. But there's always that interface of the guf, and the guf could be not in the mood for it, not wanting it, rebelling against it, different levels. The Targum Panim, it's Acha was asking Reb Meir the Shaila, and he was saying that Acha, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, still let go of this, and the reason is because there's no guarantee that it's yours. Even when it's snapped into place, it's so alien to the rest of the person that when the rest of the person becomes the dominant force, the soul goes out the window, Kilo. This is really fascinating because a person has a guf and neshama. We're talking about somebody who already had made a kinyan with neshama and had acquired a tam in it, and some havana, nimius, and so on and so forth. And yet, it can go pretty quickly if there's a snakshus with the person's goof feeling and so on and so forth. So what he says is the first one, the madrigas that he's speaking about over here, the sedat verb goes from what's easier, what's harder to be kainer, and therefore needs more of a siyag, to the thing that's easier to be kainer. So we're going, the thing that most definitely has to have a siyag, or else it's not shaykh to be kainer, to something which it's good to have a siyag, but it's not as mechuyev adavah as the other Indian. Any questions?
No, it's good.
Okay, so next week we'll go back to Wednesday.